So not too long ago, we had a Trivial Pursuit night here. And one of the categories was biblical stuff. And the question they didn't ask, but sort of intrigued me, was what books of the Jewish Testament did Jesus quote from the most? And so I did a little research. And you know what Wikipedia tells me? I'm just kidding, it wasn't Wikipedia. But he quoted mostly from Deuteronomy, the Psalms, Exodus, and Isaiah. Good old prophet Isaiah. He wrote a lot, the prophet did. And as I was reviewing the readings for today, it struck me that today's reading from the book of the prophet, does everybody remember the first reading? Should I go over it again? Just in case? Okay. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on them. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Then it goes on. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall be quickly healed. Your vindication will go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Jesus Christ echoes the prophet, and he tells us very clearly that this is what he has been called to do. Part of his mission, part of his redemptive mission, is to do the things that Isaiah tells us that we should be doing. Feeding the hungry, dealing with the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked. Do not turn your back on those who need you the most. We hear that again and again and again through the Jewish scripture and through Jesus Christ's own words. This is what we're called to do. And the thing that's so interesting to me is that if we do those things, your wound shall be quickly healed, your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Anybody who has involved in any kind of ministry, anyone who's ever done any kind of ministry, knows that at the end of the day, they feel so much different than they did when they started. They may be exhausted. It might be hard to even stand up. But knowing that they have responded in love to the needs of the people around us makes us feel different. We are still broken. We will always be broken. But the understanding that we have of we have been called and responded to God's call makes us feel differently. And that's kind of what we're after. Feeling elated in God's love, feeling elated through activating the mercy and the gifts that we have been given by God and shared with others. We never run out. We never run low. And that's the important part of this process. We are a salt of the earth. We are called to be a light. We are called to season the world around us with our grace, with God's love that we share with others. This community is a powerful example of that and has been for a very long time. And I think one of the joyful things for me is how this community interacts with the sacraments, because that too, this idea of sacrament, is a powerful example for the world around us as to what happens in our lives. And today, this morning, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to welcome those young people who are doing First Communion. So if you are going to do First Communion and you're here, would you please come up and stand at the foot of the altar?